Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
We need to talk about boundaries. We've got to talk about how to build and preserve better boundaries, right? Yeah. Let me tell you, this is interesting. We were having a dinner with some friends of ours the other night. And by the way, this is a friend of ours. He is very, very, very well versed in the topic of boundaries. And, he's got his daughter and her business partner that were there. And Shay and I were just talking about boundaries, and they were talking about boundaries. And he queued me up and said, "Steph, can you educate them about boundaries?" And as I was speaking about it, I realized, you know, this is information that most individuals still don't know on their deathbed. Sorry to put it like that, but that's the reality. Mm. Most individuals, they don't even come close to understanding it. All these people are talking about, oh, this person walks all over my boundaries, or this person's walking all over your boundaries, and oh, that person violated boundaries. And I can't tell you the amount of individuals that literally they don't even know what a boundary is. So then how do they even know if somebody's walking over it or not? You can't. And then individuals like, you need to enforce your boundaries. And I'll always ask the question, okay, what is it you're enforcing? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, exactly. You can't enforce something that of which that you don't even know and you haven't defined. Right. And so at this, you know, dinner party, it was like, I felt like I was channeling. No, like seriously. And it just, the information was flowing. And we've taught on the topic before. We've done keynotes on the topic before. Here's the deal about boundaries is, you have got to understand, what your boundaries are. Okay. Most individuals have no idea what their boundaries are. None. You need to understand that there are two main questions. Here's the two questions you need to write down. Okay. In this context, I'm going to talk about context in a moment. But for now, in this context, right? What am I okay with? It's that simple. What am I okay with? Yeah. Yep. What do I want? Yeah, in this context, what do I want, right? These are things that I want. And then question number two is, what is it I'm not okay with in this context?
Okay? Right.
We're going to simplify the heck out of this, because here's what we find. It's kind of like morning routines. We know some individuals who have hour-long morning routines, and then their students end up doing it once a year. That's not the point. Morning routines aren't about quantity. In terms of how long you do it.
It's about consistency. Yeah. And, you know, you can work up to an hour long, but if maybe you start that way, that might be too much, too fast. So it's, you know, like
you all know our morning method. It's a 3x3 method. It takes 9 minutes.
Yeah.
We've talked about it many times. So we're about consistency. In order for an individual to build neural networks, consistency is involved.
Yeah.
It doesn't take 21 days to build a habit. It takes how many reps it requires for the neural networks to become wired that way.
Exactly.
You get it? So we're all about simple. Too many people are way overly complex and way too verbose. And, you know, they overcomplicate things.
And then the person walks away with too much information, and then they don't.
And then
do
they
it.
Never do it. Same with boundaries. Somebody gave a talk. We saw it was 45 minutes on boundaries, and there was a lot of oohs and ahs. And the reality is, after that, there was a lot of individuals highly confused and not knowing what to do with it. So that's a fail in my eyes. So this is important. What do I want? I'm going to simplify it for you. Yeah. What do I want? Mm-hmm. That's question number one. What am I not okay with? Mm-hmm. Question number two. And what I recommend that you do is you do this in every single context.
Like, you could do life, which is very broad, right? And then you can get more specific, like relationship.
Okay, so in an intimate relationship, what do I want and what am I not okay with?
Yeah, or not okay is also a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, there's no negotiating about it. Like, it's just simply put, like, it's not okay with you.
Yeah. And they're all non-negotiables.
Exactly.
Because the things you want are non-negotiables.
Yep. True.
So the reality is, you know, these are all, boundaries are all about non-negotiables.
Yeah.
Yeah, great point. And so it's non-negotiable. These are all non-negotiables, and it's broken down into what I want, what I'm not okay with. Simplify it. Keep it simple. These work, by the way. We've used them. They work, and it's created a lot of magic in our world. Okay, so in your intimate relationship, right, with your partner, and that's what I mean by in the context. So I would even write down, right? I'd have my little journal, right? I'd have a little journal, and I'd say, in the context of my intimate relationship, I need a pen. Here's a pen. In the context of my intimate relationship, what do I want? Blah, 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 blah. What am I not okay with? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Till you're done. Okay. Now, with my coworkers, in the context of, you know, interacting with my coworkers and whatnot, you know, in my relationship with my coworkers, what do I want? What, blah, 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 blah. What am I not okay with?
Yeah.
Yeah, this takes time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be worth it. We're going to get there in a little bit. Okay, let's talk about vendors. If you own a business.
Yeah, like the people that you contract.
Vendors, contractors. Service people, contractors.
Yeah.
What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
What am I not okay with?
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Friends.
Friends. Okay, hold on. I need a new page.
Oh, yes.
New page. Friends. And with my friends, what is it that I want? Yeah. What is it I'm not okay with? Blah,
yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Family.
This is getting crystal clear to Esther's point.
Yeah.
In the context of family, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. What am I not okay with? You get the point?
Yeah.
What do I want? What am I not okay with? This is so many individuals out there like, that person's walking all over my boundaries. And I'm like, which boundary? I don't know, but they're just walking all over. And I'm like, that is ridiculous. I'm like, that doesn't work. Like, I'm not saying that it's not accurate, but you're not going to get any solace. You're not going to get any resolution. You're not going to get any learnings. You're not going to get any growth.
If you don't know what boundary they're walking over.
Yeah. What is it I want? I'm telling you. So probably one of the biggest breakthroughs for us, in the last few years, probably happened around 17, moving into 18, is we start in 17. I'm not kidding you. Like, we knew this notion of boundaries. We even talked about boundaries. We even taught boundaries. And I'll say we didn't really fully get it until we simplified the process in 2017 and got crystal clear in every context. And then we realized what we actually wanted and what we were not okay with.
Yeah.
Then the whole world changed for us.
Yeah. Well, here's the key. So then when you get clear, you get really crystal clear on what you want and what you're not okay with. Then you're going to get tested.
Poke. Poke.
And someone's going to come along and they're going to test your newfound boundaries.
Oh, especially right after you, said it.
Yeah. And then it's like, really? Are you really sure? Are you really? Come on. Are you sure? And
you're going to get tested. Will happen. It'll happen immediately afterwards. Because you proclaim to the divine, God, universe, whatever's in alignment with your beliefs. And you it's a proclamation. I'm not okay with this. The moment that happens, it will come into your world to test you to see how you're going to respond.
Yes.
The question is, how are you going to respond?
Right. Are you going to kind of waffle and cave and go, oh, yeah, sure. Just walk over my boundary.
Oh,
which a lot of people do.
Most people do that. So, and the reality is, once you open it up, especially after defining it, and then you allow somebody to walk over it, it'll come to you in droves.
Because like, now you're giving permission.
Now you're giving permission to the universe. Like, it's okay. And so you will attract so much of the same type of
Boundary violators,
and they'll just do it over and over and over, test, 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 over, 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 until you finally say,
enough,
right? Doesn't mean you have to go down that path. A lot of people do, because it's got to suck so bad in order for them to actually change.
Right.
Now, not for you all, because you're all empowered. What you'll do is you'll stand ground. You'll stand your ground. You'll be like, no way, the buck stops here, right? Which in the beginning, it might be smart to be a little bit more firm with your boundaries. Now comes the paradox. Now here's the part where some individuals, when we talk about this, they're like, what? Huh? Well, what is a paradox? It's, you know, being able to hold, two opposing thoughts in your mind
at the same time
without strain. Someone who can ponder paradoxes and understand paradoxes can hold two opposing thoughts in their mind, you know, without strain. And that's an individual that is conscious, right? You're all conscious, but another level of consciousness.
So paradoxes are not always easy to get.
They're not always easy. It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't get all paradoxes. Yeah. I'm like, that's interesting, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. So here's the thing that you need to understand is ideally, here comes the paradox. Listen carefully. With boundaries, you need to enforce your boundaries. You need to preserve your boundaries. Not too rigid and not too loose.
Just right.
Just right.
Yeah.
And this is the part a lot of people don't get. When you're enforcing your boundary so rigid, you become masterfully inflexible.
Mm-hmm.
You become masterfully inflexible. And the reality is you have to understand this. There's a law, I don't know if you know this, called the law of requisite variety, meaning that the person or the system that has the most flexibility will actually have control over the system.
Right.
And control the system. What does that mean?
Flexibility. It
means flexibility.
To change and adapt.
Yep.
That has more
is crucial.
Power and control over
is crucial.
Rigidity.
It's crucial. So you need to understand with these boundaries. You need to define them. Step one. I'm going to review this over and over and over and over
yeah,
and over
yeah.
again. You need to define them. Step one in every single context. You know, so we're talking about
work,
work relationships.
Yep. Family
relationships.
Friends.
Intimate relationships. Friends. Vendors. Mm-hmm, if you own a business, mm-hmm. you want to do this with your vendors, right?
Yeah.
Team members. I don't think we said team. We said coworkers, but. Maybe you view them as team, whatever.
Yeah.
So one, define your boundaries. Two, enforce your boundaries. And do it as quickly as possible. Immediately after you define it, you're going to already have some testers.
Yep.
Poke.
And then
poke.
It's up to enforce you it. To enforce it. Or if you let it go, then you're going to invite, hey, come on in.
Come on in. But then step three.
Boundary violators.
I know. Here's the paradox. Enforce it. Not too rigid. But not too
loose.
You
just
gotta
right.
Find that happy medium ground. It's like an example. Okay, let me give you an example. I'm going to give you an example. So here's a boundary of mine as it relates to my clients. That's another one, by the way.
Oh, clients. Yeah,
clients.
Yeah.
I don't think
for
we
sure,
said that earlier.
Sure.
You need to do it with your clients, especially if you're any of you here are in the human transformation movement, right? The human performance business. You need to do this if you're a coach or you're a facilitator or a speaker or a teacher. You need to get really, really clear about, you know, what do you want? Yeah. And what you're not okay with. So here's a boundary with my clients. I don't text my clients on the weekend. I mean, that's a non-negotiable. I do not text my clients on the weekend. Saturday is a big content creation day for us. Right. And Sundays where we're recharging. I don't do it. I've done it before and I was Monday morning fried.
Yes. Yes.
I don't do it. So the reality is what you've got to do is, here's an example of how I enforce it, but not too firmly, not too loosely. had a client who had a big emergency. He texted me on Saturday and it was literally a massive, massive, massive emergency. And so, you know, I let him know. I'm like, you know, hey, I texted him and I was like, you know, as I know, you know, I'm not usually, you know, available by text on the weekend and this is a serious deal. And, I want to help. How can I help? You want to pop on the phone, just phone call while I'm on a walk for 15 minutes, you know, I'd try and go do something active or something like that. If he needs to get on Zoom, I would have done that, but he was fine with the phone call. So there was an example where, it's a non-negotiable, no texting with clients on the weekend, but this client had a major obstacle, a major yeah. challenge. So I didn't like, you know, dig my feet in and be like, no. I'm not going to do this. No, you know, you want to know why? Because I'm looking at it from an opportunity of assisting a client that needed a little extra help. And it was time sensitive.
Yeah, it wasn't like you could say, I'll get to this on Monday.
No, this was something like...
It needed to be handled like in the moment.
Yeah,
it
was, this is a client that had... you know, some huge challenges popping up in his world. When it rains, it pours. And he was about to go into a performance situation and his mind wasn't right. And he was like, can you help me pop out of it? And he was like, I tried on my own. And I'm not able to do it on my own. That's why I'm leaning, you know, asking for help. And we hope our clients can work through some of the minor things between sessions on their own. And generally they can 99% of the time. 1% of the time there might be this thing, and I sensed it too.
Right. And you even said, like, I usually don't, you know, work on the weekends, or I don't, you know, communicate with my clients on the weekend. This is an exception. So I'm going to help you out. Yeah. So you communicate, like, I usually don't do this. And
yeah,
you know, I'm going to make this exception
in a heart-centered way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in a heart-centered way. Like, yeah, I mean, oh, I'm, you know, I'm out of, you know, another way you can maybe frame it, just to give you examples is, you know, I'm generally not available on the weekend. This seems serious.
I'm going to help.
It's my pleasure to help you out.
Yeah.
Can you hop on the phone real quick? And then here's the thing. Here's what could happen whenever you do that. Yeah. Yeah. You are opening up a little bit. You might have three other clients text you in the same day. I'm exaggerating on purpose.
Yeah.
But it could happen. And then what's going to happen, if I open myself up to that, and it has happened actually something similar to that before.
Yeah.
Where I opened up a boundary and the next thing you know, things started to come in. And literally what I did is I enforced it with the other ones, by, doing my favorite thing, which is not responding.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Wasn't emergent. No one was dying. No building was on fire. You know, something to do with homework. And that's something come Monday morning where I'm like, hey, just got this message, which is great. Let's jump into this right now. And everybody, you know, everyone's always been fine with that.
Yeah.
You need to define your boundary. You need to enforce it. And then not too rigid, but not too loose. And the reality is, you know, some individuals are, you know, they do a lot of pre-framing and talking. And I honestly used to, but I don't anymore. I don't generally, like, I used to all the time make a point of it, like saying to people, like, I'm not available on the weekend. But you know what I found? When I told people I wasn't available on the weekend, more people contacted me.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed something like that? So sometimes individuals spend too much time ceremoniously talking about their boundary, and energy flows where your attention goes.
Right, right.
So your words have energy. So it's kind of like if I tell you don't think of a blue tree, what do you think about? So it's unconscious. You think about a blue tree. It's mm-hmm. just how the mind works.
Mm-hmm.
So I found when I was telling individuals, I'm not available on the weekend, more people were contacting me on the weekend. It's interesting. I don't know if it was conscious or unconscious. Doesn't matter. And it's interesting. When I stopped
saying that
ceremoniously, letting people know I'm not available on the weekend, I just held an intention in my mind. No, this is a non-negotiable. I wrote it out on my journal. I'm not okay with, I'm not going to be communicating with any clients on the weekend. I mean, just straight up. I held it in my mind, and it's interesting. Less people contacted me on the weekend. You might call that a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. Do you believe in coincidences?
I don't believe in coincidences.
No. So the reality is, yeah, we have found the more times that we're like, you know, but at the same time, this is all boundaries. I know this is funny. It's paradoxical. Sometimes you do need to communicate it. If somebody does violate a boundary, like for instance, I did have 3 weeks ago, I had a client that, was communicating to me over and over and over and over and over again, on a Sunday. And I had two choices. I could have let it ride until Monday. I was concerned. I had an intuition here that my client might have felt like I was just being a jerk or something like that. And I was like, I came straight back to him and I said, today is a recharge day, which is essential for me to give you the best version of me possible in the coming week. If this is emergent, then we can address this now. If we can wait till our session on Tuesday, that would be even better. And the client was like, oh, this is not a rush at all. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give you all of the information so you had it. And I look forward to talking to you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. Like very, very cool. Yeah. Very chill. Very kind. Very heart-centered.
So in our company, we have a rule, other words, a boundary, that is... If you have something that's urgent, text the words urgent in all caps, but it better be urgent.
Because urgent, all caps,
will
colon.
Stop what we do to stop what we're doing to contact or find somebody else who can, right? If we're with a client or something. But so that's a boundary. So if somebody overuses urgent and it's not really urgent, then...
It's like the boy that cried wolf.
Yeah. So then that's our responsibility to say, hey, look, I don't really think this is urgent. You're overusing it. So, you know, let's... Otherwise, all our communication goes through other channels that we're not, you know, getting right away. Because if we get that urgent message, then we're going to make sure that we get back right away.
Yeah.
So...
That's important.
Yeah. If we, you know... didn't enforce that, then that would be being a pushover, right? And then then we're getting whipped around and our day is taking control over us versus us being in control of our day.
It's really, really, really simple. Yeah, three steps to building and preserving boundaries. One, define your boundaries, okay? And do it in every context. Yeah, every type of, you know, context that you can imagine. Like I said, family, one separate context from friends, mm-hmm. from intimate relationship, from coworkers, maybe even boss, could be a totally different one, mm-hmm. Could be team member, mm-hmm. could be clients. Literally, it's the more specific you get, the better, right? Yeah, it's important for an individual. Like Shay said earlier, you could go broad in life, like in general, you know, what do I want, you know, in interactions with people.
Yeah.
It's mainly in interactions with people.
Yeah.
What do I want with interact? Not want. What do I want in life? That's a whole nother exercise. We talk about that with the 100 wants exercise. This is more. What do I want in terms of interactions with people, right? And then what am I not okay with in terms of interactions with people? These are my non-negotiables in life in terms of interactions generally speaking, right?
Right.
You could do that. I don't recommend that you stop there. I recommend you get more specific and you go into the context like family, friends, clients, coworkers, superiors, like bosses. Those, I don't know if I missed any, but, intimate relationship. That's the sixth one I was thinking about. Intimate relationship. So one, define it. What do I want? What am I not okay with in each of those? This is a great exercise. I would do this ASAP.
Go ahead. I'll hold it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is it in a balloon?
Yes.
Of a pleasing color?
Yes.
Tied to your pinky toe?
Yes.
What color is the balloon?
Purple.
Purple. A deep purple?
Yeah.
Okay. Two. So two would be for you to enforce the boundary and as quickly as possible because people are going to be poking you. After you define it, immediately you're going to start to bring into your world some individuals that are going to be boundary violators. And then we enforced it. By the way, that might, you know, really quick, it could weed out, you know, some individuals from your world.
Yeah, here's the thing. So
I'll get to three in a minute. Yep.
When you set boundaries, you also have to be prepared that things might change, meaning relationships might change.
Yep.
Or
people.
Certain things that you do might change, where you work.
Yep.
If it's a constant boundary violation of everything, then that's probably not a healthy place for you to be, but that's for you to decide.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So once you get really clear, you might start to realize, well, some of these things in my life aren't the best for me. And also, you might not know your boundaries right away until it gets violated.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're doing the exercise of what do I want and what am I not okay with?
You're like, holy shiitake, these are getting violated. No wonder I feel like crap in that place or with those people. Does that make sense? A lot of people, they just toss it up to, you know, just bad vibes. And it's like, well, or maybe there's like a boundary violations happening and you don't even know it's happening because you don't know what your values are.
Yeah. Or you don't know when you're making the list, like it's not even in your awareness. And then later you have a boundary that gets violated and then you go, oh, that's a boundary. Okay. Now you've just discovered it.
Yeah. So number three, enforce it.
Yep.
Yeah. Number two is enforce it. Three, enforce it. Not too rigid, not too loose. So the three things, define them in every context. Two, enforce them. Three, not too rigid, not too loose. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more.
So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained MindPower coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the MindPower Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.